Jeff here for POD Insights, your source for print-on-demand resources, tips, and industry news. My apologies for missing the last couple of monthly updates. I've actually had a few issues with my recording gear, and then time got away from me, so we've got a lot of updates to cover. Let's get into this month's update.
POD Insights, the podcast.
Okay, so this episode is going to be mostly updates for Etsy and the print-on-demand platforms, since I've missed quite a few. Let's dive into the Etsy updates. Let's talk about something that just started coming up recently, without a formal announcement from Etsy as far as I can tell. Many sellers recently started getting the red flag message on listings that says updates required. After looking around the Etsy seller forums, it seems that Etsy is getting rid of the option to select other as the shipping method in shipping profiles and requiring us to select a specific carrier service. To test this, I updated my main t-shirt profile and switched the US shipping from other to USPS Parcel Select, which was currently the slowest available USPS shipping option that was there. After saving that update, the message went away from all my t-shirt listings. However, at the same time, I haven't seen official confirmation of this from Etsy, but it does appear that removing the other shipping method will clear that flag from your listings. Now, I'll keep an eye out for an announcement from Etsy about this, but I'm not sure yet why they're no longer allowing that option. In other Etsy news, there have been some other changes being tested, including how your after-sale offers are sent. If you have enabled the thank you offers in the past, Etsy would send an email to your customers when their order is shipped, and it would have a thank you message and a coupon code with a discount that you select. Recently, I noticed in my shop messages a note from Etsy that they're experimenting with sending these after-sale offers through Etsy messages rather than through email. I actually saw one that was recently sent as a message to my customer as well. I then found an article on Etsy called Building Better Tools with Experiments, and I'll link to it in the description of this episode and in the blog post on the website. It's a pretty general article basically saying that Etsy runs these experiments with some seller accounts to test new features before deciding whether to roll them out to everyone. So if you haven't seen an experimental feature in your seller account, like the one I mentioned about sending those after-sale messages through Etsy messages instead of email, don't be surprised if something like that shows up in your seller account. Apparently, Etsy is just testing out some new features. Let's continue with more Etsy news. I wanted to just quickly address the increase in reports from print-on-demand sellers having their listings or their shop taken down for violating the Etsy handmade policy. Now, I have a video that I just released out on the YouTube channel all about this and my thoughts about what might be going on and anything that we have that we could possibly control as print-on-demand sellers on the platform. So I will link to that in the description of this episode and in the blog post. So definitely go check out that video for a more in-depth conversation. But basically, we've been seeing an increase in reports from Etsy print-on-demand sellers and Etsy sellers in general, saying that their listings are getting flagged and removed or their shop is getting suspended, even though they are selling legitimate handmade products as far as the handmade policy is concerned. So it appears that something has changed with the bots that Etsy has that are programmed to scan across all Etsy listings and look for items that basically don't meet their policies, that shouldn't be sold on Etsy. And they specifically said, Etsy told us in a post back on September 25th of this year, which was not that long ago, that they were actually accelerating their efforts to identify drop-shipped, mass-produced products because those products don't qualify for the handmade category. Now, Etsy also said that they were working to increase more human interaction or introduce more human interaction into this process, meaning more human review of listings that the bots are flagging as, you know, not meeting the policy. However, based on the recent comments from sellers in online forums, it kind of sounds like Etsy has basically only done half of what they said they were going to do. It sounds like they've definitely increased the pace, increased the speed of how many listings are getting identified and taken down. However, it doesn't really seem like they're quite there yet on the getting more humans to review the shops that are getting listings taken down or shops suspended. Because a lot of the comments from sellers have been basically that they're having a hard time getting a response from a person when they appeal these decisions. So there's really not a ton we can do other than make sure that we're aware of all of Etsy's policies and make sure that our shop is complying with them. Because if something does happen to one of our listings and we need to appeal it, if we need to basically defend our listings or our shop to Etsy, we need to make sure that we're definitely not violating any of the policies. And sometimes that can be a little tough because things are a little vague, but that's exactly what I walked through in that video that I mentioned on the YouTube channel. The last Etsy update I have for now is something I published a video about a few weeks ago, but I did want to mention it here since it wasn't out there as of the last podcast episode. And that is how Etsy has started cropping the thumbnail images on shop homepages to a 1-to-1 square aspect ratio, and recently they've also started doing this in search results. If you haven't noticed this yet, check out your shop homepage or just go ahead and run a simple search. So why does this matter? Well, it's really about your mockups and what aspect ratio your mockups currently are. If your product mockup images are not square, if they're not a 1-to-1 aspect ratio, then that crop that Etsy is applying might end up meaning that your design is no longer centered in the thumbnail image. So I would just recommend doing a quick scan of your shop homepage and go through a few pages of your listings to see if any of your primary thumbnails look off. If you need to adjust any, you can go into the individual listings and use the adjustment and the cropping feature that's there for your primary thumbnail to make sure your design is centered properly. And then going forward, you can also upload mockups that are already square so that cropping shouldn't affect how the design is centered. Of course, check out that video if you haven't. I'll link to it in the description and the blog post. Well, that's it for Etsy news this month. Now on to print provider news. All right, we've got a bunch of things to talk through this month for print providers, and I want to go a little bit more in depth talking about Printful's growth plan and then also Printify's express shipping, which I did make a video about recently as well. And then I have some smaller updates to share both for Printful and Printify. But let's get started with the Printful growth plan. Now, as I mentioned, I did make a video talking about the growth plan and how that works, so I will link to that in the description as well. So check that out if you want more details. Now, Printful previously had a free account as well as a paid plan. The paid plan did not give you access to discounted product pricing, though. It really was just more features and some benefits like free embroidery digitization. Product discounts on Printful previously had to be earned through sales volume every single month. Now, the monthly discounts were not my favorite structure because the discounts that you could earn were pretty low. They weren't very significant discounts, and you also had to requalify every month. So once you qualified, you really only received whatever discount you qualified for 30 days, and then you had to requalify again. So if your sales decreased for 1 month, the following month, your discount could decrease or disappear altogether, and that made it hard to predict what your product pricing was going to be. And then that makes it hard to price your product or know whether you can run certain percentages for sales and promotions, especially for products that are a little more price sensitive where your profit margin is not that high to begin with. Now, the thing that really made this a problem for me is that Printful's product pricing is a bit higher to start with. It's not like they have the cheapest prices around. Their pricing on basic things like t-shirts, mugs, and sweatshirts is mostly higher than other platforms, especially when you consider platforms like Printify, who offer a paid membership that gives you instant access to pretty substantial product discounts. So for that reason, when I started seeing some early success with my Etsy print-on-demand shop back in 2020, I went with Printify Premium and I haven't looked back. But now, in a way, way, way overdue move, Printful has done a complete overhaul on their account tiers and come out with the new Growth and Business memberships. And for the first time, you'll be able to buy into the Growth membership before you actually qualify through the sales volume. There is still a threshold to meet if you don't want to pay for the membership, but that threshold has also been revised and is now much more reasonable, and just the way the program works is just more reasonable. Printful also still has the free account for anyone starting out, or if, like me, you only fulfill a few products through Printful and maybe it doesn't make sense to pay for the growth plan. I've always liked pretty much everything else about Printful besides their pricing and that previous discount program. Their user interface is one of the easiest to use for new sellers, in my opinion, and they have a dedicated workflow for personalized products. They provide custom branded packing slips with every order for no charge. Just in general, it's a very nice platform. I just really couldn't get on board with their pricing. Now with the new growth plan, though, I might consider having more of my products fulfilled through Printful. So let's talk about how to qualify for it. You can qualify through sales volume, and the threshold is $12,000 in sales within a 12-month period. That's actually not unreasonable, and if you're an established shop with regular sales, you could reach that volume or even more in just the fourth quarter. The best part of the new program is that once you hit that requirement, you keep the growth plan for a full year. There's no having to re-qualify every month like the old discount program. And that's probably the best decision that they made here because it allows for pricing stability for sellers. The growth plan provides up to a 20% discount on DTG printed products and up to 30% on other products, and also a 7% discount on branding fees. So that would be like for, you know, custom neck labels, things like that. And my account recently received a free trial of the growth plan that was through mid-October, but I won't qualify for the free plan because I use Printify for most of my fulfillment. After some looking around, I did find the price of the growth plan if you want to pay before reaching the sales threshold, and it's going to be $24.99 per month, so conveniently $5 less per month than Printify Premium. Now, you can't pay for this plan annually, only monthly, and this was also actually a smart decision because if you see your shop's sales trajectory heading for that over $12,000 in annual sales, you can start getting the discounts earlier by paying for the plan and adjust your prices sooner. And you can't pay for it annually because they don't want a whole year's worth of your money. Otherwise, they'd have to give you a refund once you do qualify through that $12,000 in annual sales. And by the way, that $12,000 threshold, that's based on your cost, basically how much you're paying Printful. That's not your revenue or your profit. They call it sales because to them, it is sales. Now, just to drive the point home about that last statement there with the annual contract and having to pay monthly, it's actually a good thing because once you actually earn it, you just stop paying for it. You're not locked into paying for it for a fixed period of time. So as soon as you cross that $12,000 threshold, next month they evaluate it, they see that you crossed the threshold, and then you just stop paying. And you don't have to pay for a full 12 months. They don't check again for a whole year to see if you requalified. So to me, overall, this is about a million times more appealing than their previous paid plans. Now, the business plan is the next highest tier, and it requires $60,000 in sales over a 12-month period, so quite a bit higher. The discounts on products don't actually increase very much. It's 22% for DTG and 33% for everything else, but you do get free embroidery digitization, so if you create and sell a lot of embroidery products, that would be a nice benefit to have. But as far as I can tell, you can't buy into the business plan. My understanding is you can only qualify for that tier through the $60,000 in annual sales. So what do you think of the new account tiers at Printful? I personally think it was a great decision for them, and they are finally catching up with some of the benefits that other print-on-demand platforms offer. Now, their pricing may still not be quite as competitive with Printify Premium or the Custom Cat Pro plan, or even the Gelato paid membership, Gelato Plus, but it's getting closer with these new memberships and factoring in the things that Printful actually does better than other platforms, like embroidery products, a direct integration with Amazon Seller Central they also have, and then of course they have the dedicated workflow for personalized products. It's definitely making Printful a lot more appealing. All right, so that's it for that Printful growth plan update. Next up, I want to talk about a new feature with Printify that has some promise. It's a step in the right direction, but also, yeah, quite a bit of potential confusion or concerns, and that's the new express shipping option. Now, I did make a video about this as well. I'll link to that in the description and in the blog post, or I'll just embed it right in the blog post. So for certain products, and in the US only at this moment, you can now have orders fulfilled and delivered to your customer in as little as 2 to 3 business days. And the best part is that this option comes at a cost per order of only $7.99. And that's only a few dollars more than the standard economy shipping with most t-shirt print providers in the US for the products that it's available for, like the Bella Canvas 3001 or the Gildan 5000. And that's not an additional charge. That's what your shipping charge would be instead of, I think it's $4.75 right now for Monster Digital, and you would just get charged $7.99 instead. It's not an add-on charge. So that sounds a little bit too good to be true, right? Well, from what I can tell so far, it's not deception or falsified statements from Printify, but there's more to understand about this and how you might use it depending on the products that you sell. And specifically, I think there are 3 points to consider here. First, let's just be clear, it's the U.S. only for now, so this option does not apply with any print providers outside the U.S., at least not yet. Also, there's one significant part of this option that was not clear when it was first announced, but they have cleared it up with some help articles on their website. In order to meet the stated 2-day delivery timing for that express shipping option, Printify will move the production of your order to a participating print provider that is the closest to the customer, as well as using a faster shipping method. So this is the first point that might be a concern for you. You're not just getting an upgraded shipping method, you're moving production closer to your customer, unless, of course, your selected print provider happens to already be the closest one to your customer. For example, if you use Monster Digital and they're shipping out of Texas and your customer's in Texas, of course, the order would still be fulfilled by Monster Digital. But if your customer is in California and Swift POD is a participating print provider who has the same product in stock, Printify will move the order production to Swift POD so they can meet the desired 2-day delivery. So this has two implications for us as the seller if we choose the express delivery option for those orders. First, you're not controlling which print provider fulfills your order. Now that may or may not bother you. If you've used other platforms like Gelato or Gooten, you already don't control which print provider fulfills your orders on those platforms. They automatically route every single order for you. This is essentially the same thing. Printify will choose the closest print provider who can fulfill your order automatically. So the only reason why you might care about this would be if you have specific print providers that you just prefer not to use. For example, if there is a certain print provider that you just avoid because of past order experience, maybe you've had an issue with their print quality or something like that, and so you just avoid them, if you go with express delivery, you won't be able to control that. And also, potentially more importantly, you currently can't control the cost difference. So that's point number two that could be a concern with this program. If your order is moved to another participating print provider in the US, you'll be charged whatever that print provider's price is for fulfillment, not the price with your selected print provider. So if we keep the same example I just mentioned where I made my listing using Monster Digital, but my order is going to be sent to Swift POD because my customer's in California, I'm going to pay whatever Swift POD's price is for fulfillment plus $7.99 for the delivery cost. And in many cases, product prices are not consistent across print providers. In fact, I specifically use Monster Digital because their pricing is among the best for products like the Bella Canvas 3001. So that means if any of my orders are moved to any other print provider, it's likely that the price would be higher, and I am just not a fan of that. So this is one of those details that wasn't fully explained when the express delivery option was first announced, and they've done a better job recently of explaining it in those help articles on their website, but it's really important to understand that. Now, they've also said that they'd be working to bring more features and options to the express delivery program to make it work better for more sellers. So I definitely think they have some room for improvement with it. For example, you know, being able to set a maximum price difference for it like you can with automatic order routing. But I also recognize that would throw a wrinkle into the whole program, because if there's no participating print provider within the price limit that you set, then the order may not be able to be delivered within just 2 or 3 days, which eliminates any benefit of choosing express shipping and paying the higher cost. So I can see it may not be a super simple solution. And they have made an improvement to the way your listing displays in the My Products page if you've chosen express delivery for a product. So when you've chosen express delivery for a product as one of the shipping options in that section on the My Products page, or when you're editing a listing on Printify, if you scroll to the pricing section, it will actually show a price range now, which represents the lowest cost and the highest cost of the different print providers who participate in the program. So at least you will see somewhat in advance what your lowest cost might be and what your highest cost might be. So basically, if your pricing is enough to account for that highest possible cost, then you should be fine. Again, not the best, but it kind of is what it is if you want to have this flexibility and still get express delivery. Now, the third and final point to consider that would raise some concerns for me is exactly how you might implement this in your shop. So this could be a much longer consideration. I'll try and keep it somewhat concise. Basically, if you have an existing business with a high volume of listings and an established shipping strategy, especially if you're selling on Etsy, then changing up your whole strategy for shipping, that can be a bit of a headache. It can be a lot of work. If you use a relatively small number of shipping profiles by, maybe by product category, then it would be easy enough to make a change that applies to a whole section of your shop. But if this would require you to adjust your product prices, then there's additional work there to be involved. So just a quick example, let's say today you charge $4 for shipping on all of your t-shirts, and that's based on a cost of $4.75 that you're going to pay. So that means you would have already built that 75 cents into your product prices, but otherwise your shipping cost is covered by the shipping charge that your customer is paying. But now if you go ahead and adopt express shipping as the primary shipping method for all of your t-shirt listings, your cost is going to go up to $7.99 per order, which is an increase to your cost of $3.24. Now you could simply add that to your existing shipping charge of $4 and set the price to $7.25. And if you advertise two-day delivery or three-day delivery on your listings, which is more work that you'll have to do because you'll need to go put that in probably your listing images to actually tell people that they're going to get their order that quickly, then perhaps customers would be willing to pay $7.25 for shipping if they knew that they were getting it that fast. But if you want to keep the shipping cost around, say, $5, that means you would have to increase your product prices to cover the rest of the difference and maintain the same profit margin. And that could be a bit more work. Now, you do have the bulk listing editor features on Etsy, so you can bulk edit product prices. So it may not be a huge hassle, but you see where I'm going with this. There's a lot to consider if you wanted to adopt this express delivery as the primary, you know, method of shipping for like a category of products like the t-shirts. But hold on a second. The first thing we should have done here is ask ourselves, do we really want to do this? Do we want to make express delivery the primary shipping method for all of our t-shirt listings and advertise 2 to 3 day delivery? After all, it's not available outside the US. So if your product listings are being shown outside the US, then you really don't want to advertise that in your product listing images because it could just confuse people and you'd have to, you know, put disclaimers all over it saying it only applies in the US. And it's also not available on all products. So if a customer bought, let's say, a t-shirt and a mug or something else that's not part of express delivery, then one item from their order would arrive in 2 or 3 days and the other could take a week or more than that. And that's not a great experience. Also, I can't help but worry that on some occasions, you know, the deliveries may not make it to the customer in 2 or 3 days. And if we really like strongly put it out there that that's what the expectation is, it could actually be inviting more scenarios where customers are upset because something arrived later, especially if they were ordering it for a particular event or date. So rather than adopting this as your primary method, you could also consider the option of using the express shipping as an optional upgrade in your shop rather than the primary shipping option. So if I personally use express delivery, that would be how I kind of see myself implementing it. I don't think I'll be using it as the primary method. On Etsy, you can enable shipping upgrades in your shipping settings. And then on each individual shipping profile, you can choose to add a custom express shipping option and the price. So that would allow you to not offer express delivery on products where it's not available, and also allow customers to pay for the upgrade only if they really want or need it. Now, there's only one catch with doing this. You'll have to manually edit the order and select express delivery before the order is submitted to production. So you would have to catch that the customer paid extra for express delivery and then go edit the order before it gets submitted. At least that's the way it works on Etsy. And that's because for Printify, express delivery is like a totally separate shipping option. So the order is not going to come through with express delivery as the shipping method unless you publish the listing as express delivery. So that's the unfortunate thing about using this as sort of the secondary or add-on option, is the orders won't automate with express delivery. You would have to manually update them. All right, so I do have one other small Printify update and then one other small thing to mention for Printify and Printful. So let's talk Printify first. So a few months ago, Printify started offering custom branded inserts from a few print providers, including Swift POD and Monster Digital in the United States. And they were actually free during the introductory period, which was a good couple of months. But starting October 1st, which has already passed, they are no longer free. But the good news is, if you started the inserts and want to continue, they are actually pretty affordable and lower cost than a lot of other platforms out there. The cost will be 15 cents per order on the Printify free plan or 10 cents per order on the Printify premium plan. And as of October 1st, you are starting to get charged that fee if you enabled the inserts and have not disabled them. One thing that's important to point out is that if you do get an order for multiple items from separate print providers and more than one of them is participating with inserts, you'll be charged for each one. So for example, if you get an order, let's say for a hoodie printed by Monster Digital and a t-shirt printed by Swift POD in the same order, you're going to get charged 20 cents for the inserts in total on that order because both print providers are going to put one in the package. Now, if you have automatic order routing enabled and your normal print provider does include inserts, but your order is routed to a provider who does not do inserts, you won't be charged for the insert. So if you want to enable or disable inserts for your shop, you can go do that by going to the store settings page in your Printify account from that left navigation and then click on the branding tab. And by the way, they are fully customizable. You can upload anything you want to the design for the insert, which I think is pretty nice. All right, one more small update with both Printify and Printful. I'm not going to walk through a whole thing on this one. I just want to mention it. I recently published a video about this as well, so I'll be sure to link to that in the description in the blog post. Both Printify and Printful now allow you to choose to change your mockups to display in the CMYK color profile rather than RGB. So that means your mockups can look a little bit more true to life, a little bit more realistic of what they're actually going to look like when they get printed, which is a nice thing. However, a couple things to be aware of. Both platforms still recommend uploading your print files in the RGB color profile. I did verify that. I went and checked their seller help articles that is still what they recommend. And that's because their platform is set up to automatically convert RGB to CMYK. And that's how they want to send it to their printers. So they still recommend that you upload your print files in RGB. But the other thing just to think about, at least, is if you do want to use this option, but you also create some of your own mockups, or if you use a service like Placeit to make some mockups and you sort of mix them in with the ones from Printify or Printful, make sure that you're uploading ones that are going to look consistent. Because in the past, what you may have been doing is just taking your print file and uploading that, say, to Placeit and then making some mockups from there. Well, your print file is still going to be RGB, but now if you use this new option from Printful and Printify, the mockups coming from them are going to be CMYK. So they will no longer match the way the design looks in the mockups that you're creating off-site on another platform. So if you do want to sort of blend them together and keep doing that, then what you would want to do is save a separate print file in the CMYK profile so that you can use that one for your mockups. And if that sounds like too much work, then you kind of have a decision to make. Either you don't change anything and you just keep using RGB for everything. If it's not caused you a problem, then you probably don't need to change. Or you can decide to use all of one type of mockup and just stop using the other one. You could start using only mockups that come from Printify and Printful if you want them to be CMYK, or you could stop using those and just only use ones that you create somewhere else. Basically, just do whatever's most efficient for you. There's really no wrong answer there, but I wanted to point out that that option is available and that I did make a video about it. All right, that's it for print provider news this month. And because we had so many updates to talk through this month, we're not going to be doing any questions from the YouTube channel. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail here on niche ideas and seasonal trends. We'll just touch on kind of the time of year, the point we're at right now, and then we'll wrap it up for this month. One of the first things on my to-do list that is coming up is going to be at the very beginning of November. I always set reminders for myself to do a couple of things. One is to start taking a look at my shipping profiles and my recent order fulfillment times to see if it's time to possibly start bumping anything out as far as the processing time on my shipping profiles or the delivery times, which now we can't really control if other is no longer an option. So you're best off probably just selecting whatever the slowest available shipping option is for your country and then, you know, use the processing time to extend that out if necessary. Now, November 1st, you don't necessarily have to actually make changes, but I set a reminder to start looking at that first week of November, because that can be when shopping really starts to ramp up. And the other thing for the first week of November is to take a look at Black Friday, Cyber Monday, that weekend, and kind of make a decision if I haven't already as to what the promotions I want to run are going to be and start planning my social media posts, what types of products, listings I want to include in promotions, and start throwing some ideas together for those things so that I'm not caught off guard by it in a couple of weeks. All right, so that's it for this monthly update. I hope you found some helpful information. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, and hopefully we'll get back on track with this next month. Of course, check the description for links to things I mentioned and head over to podinsights.net for the full blog post for this episode. And also those videos will be embedded right in there that I talked about. And don't forget to visit me right on the YouTube channel, POD Insights. Thanks for listening.